It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a wonderful day as we've come to study the Word of God. Glad that you've joined us. We're in the 14th chapter of the book of John, John chapter 14. We're going to begin reading with verse 9, and we'll read from verse 9 through the 15th verse. John chapter 14, beginning to read with verse 9. While you're looking that up in your Bibles, I'd love to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today to come and enjoy the precious Word. I hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the reading today, because I'd love for you to watch and to follow along as we read the Word of God. John chapter 14, beginning to read with verse 9. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, and I doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of His precious Word. Father, we thank and praise You that we can come together today and enjoy this time of studying Your precious Word. Please guide and lead us, Lord, that we may not add something to it or take away from something that You want us to have, and that we would look very carefully and very clearly, following again Your leadership and Your direction. Father, I just ask that we will receive a blessing and that we'll bring honor and glory unto Your name through this study today. I ask that we not only come to know You as our Savior, but also that we will come to grow in You each and every day that we live after we have come by faith to You and trusted in You for our salvation. Please, Lord, that we would meet You at the cross of Calvary where You've taken our sin away. And then, Lord, that after we have come by faith and You have saved us and You have sealed us by placing the Holy Spirit within us, please, at that time, Lord, then, that's not the end of it. That's just the beginning of that, and we'll go through very quickly in verse 7. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto the Lord, Show us the Father, and it will suffice us. And he said then in verse 9, Jesus said back to him, Have I been so long time with you that yet hast thou not known me, Philip? That was a question that was raised to him, and I ask that you look very carefully in the times that we were together in the past, why we looked very quickly at a couple of things here, so that we may understand sometimes what the Scripture tells us concerning the Greek. And we have the word, there are four different explanations or definitions for the word know. The Greek word has four different ways of using, and yet the English language has just brought it into one word. And so to us it brings such a broad or a narrow thought, and we need to look to see which that is and what direction we go in. And here we have four different ones, and listen very carefully and very quickly. To know means knowing a fact. The second know is to understand the truth behind the fact. The third is to know is to have a relationship, to believe in a person and become related to him or her. And then the fourth is to know, to have a deeper relationship with the person, a deep communion with them. And so to use the single word know, and yet and to have so many different applications, different meanings to that word, be careful when you read the Word of God that we know which one you're speaking of, which one it applies at this time. Again, to know is to knowing a fact. To know is to understand the truth behind the fact. To know is a relationship with a person and become related to him. And then the fourth is to know is to have that deeper relationship. And so now, as we come to the scripture here and to these verses of scripture, if ye had known me, the verse 7 tells us, ye should have known my Father. So if you have become my relation, if we have become related, if you have believed in me, then you would also know my Father. And as we come through these scripture verses, we need to look to, because it has a combination of to know him, first of all, as our Savior, as the third know applies. Then also the fourth know is that we grow in the Lord Jesus. The introduction to this program is always, it's time for the truth. It's time to come and to know and to grow in the Lord Jesus. And I mean both of those things. And first of all, to know him is to become a relative of his, to trust in him as our Savior, to know him personally. When I speak those words, that's what I'm talking about. And then the fourth know is that then we begin to grow in him each and every day. And we have the seventh, eighth, and ninth verse here, and the Lord Jesus says in answer to Philip, have I been so long time with you, and hast thou not known me? He wants to know. The Lord Jesus, of course, already knew the answer, but he wanted Philip to acknowledge that he was God. Philip was not asking a foolish question, as we talked in the past. Philip is much different than Peter. Philip is quiet, and he wants to and does share the gospel often. And he has just a simple question here. I want everything you have for me. And then when he asked the question with, has known me, hast thou not known me, in the ninth verse, let me just read it for you. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, the scripture said. You know, Philip, I believe, knew the Word of God, and this is again review, but I want you to not miss this. Moses, he knew by the record of the Word of God that he had seen the glory. Isaiah had seen a vision of the glory of God. These things are special unto Philip, and he wanted the same. That's all he was asking for. He did not understand that he had had more and had had it for 3 years when he was right in the presence of the Lord Jesus. Sometimes we miss things when it's so close to us. And if you come into the house of the Lord and you desire to have the power and the strength of God, you know, all we need to do is to be obedient to him and be faithful to him. So many folks want his power and want his direction, and yet they cannot be trusted with it because they have proved unto the Lord they are not faithful unto his house. A small desire should be of the heart, and yet folks do not come. And so how could the Lord trust you with his power and strength if he has given you a simple command to be baptized after salvation, and then given another simple command of don't forsake the assembling, and yet maybe you have not done either, and you desire with all your heart to have the power of God? No, you don't. Because to begin with, it is to show yourself faithful. Well, begin to study the Word of God, be faithful to his church, begin to in service to his church, and I'm asking you that you follow after the Word of God very clearly and very simply. It's a joy to be a believer in Jesus Christ. It's a joy to be a Christian. But we must understand that sometimes as we begin to walk with Him, we ask some very foolish questions. Please, go to the Word, the precious Word. Begin to search it, study it, enjoy it. I have already shown you the four different no's that will help you to understand the Word as you're studying that. As we look at Hebrews, I want you to see a couple of other verses of Scripture. And if we'll go to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 3. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. God, who at sundry times and diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who, being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Look at the great work that the Lord Jesus has done for us as He has purged our sins. You just need a very simple to come by faith to Him. But also look, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power. Look at the beautiful verse of Scripture there when we're speaking of the Lord Jesus. Jesus said unto him, have I not, I'm back to John 14:9, and Jesus said, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? We enjoy the Scripture here, and he tells us once again, he that has seen me hath seen the Father, does not mean seeing the identical person or the same person. It does mean the same person in power, in character, in love. The Lord Jesus Christ, according to John chapter 4, and we know that the Lord Jesus took on the body of a man when He came to this earth, and to say that the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, are identical in looks to what He looked like then is not true. But let's look to John chapter 4, verse 24, John 4:24, and we'll find a verse of Scripture that tells us God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth, in the person, as the same power, character, and love. Yes, they are identical in every way. Flip back in your Bible to John chapter 1, verse 18. John 1:18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. Do you remember what Philip desired? He desired to see what we found with Moses and with Isaiah. And yet Philip walked with, for 3 years, the Lord Jesus, God Himself, the Son of God. And again, the 18th verse, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. We have a Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please that you understand that the Trinity exists. It has existed from before the time began. It has always been the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Son has come to bring us to the Father. The Lord Jesus Christ shows us to the Father, and He is in every respect identical of the Father. If you know me, you know the Father. So if you know one, you know the Father. because there is one God. I know this is difficult to understand, one God, but there are three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know one, you know the other, but we must come to the Father by the Son. And so the Son introduces us, allows us to know the Father. So the Word is very clear to tell us that if you know the Son, you'll know the Father. We go on now to the 10th verse of John 14:10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Listen to those. He's speaking directly to Philip and Philip himself. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Words and works are identical, always the same, always truth. Never will the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit speak of anything contrary one to the other. They will all be the same. They will always be identical. Their words and their works are the same. We know that always the Son says, it's not my will. It's not my doing. It's the Father that sent me. The Son always desired to bring glory and honor unto his Father, and always to do his Father's will. The Holy Spirit's work is to convict our hearts, to show us that we're a sinner and that we're lost, and then bring us to the Lord Jesus. And as we study the Word, the Holy Spirit shows us so clearly the Son, the Lord Jesus, and the Son brings us to the Father. It's a beautiful work that we have set before us. And it's a free gift of salvation that opens the door that we may have this free gift and may have salvation and have eternal life. It is a joy to be a believer. As we look to the 11th verse now, John 14:11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Now he is speaking, I believe, to the group. He is speaking not only just to Philip, but the apostles, the disciples, as they're before him. And they're listening very carefully. He says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Believe this. Else believe me for the very work's sake. My work proves me, the Lord Jesus is telling very clearly. My work proves me. The miracles that I have performed, as I raise the dead, as I heal the sick, everything that I do, as I quiet the storm, everything that I do is something that no one or nothing in this world can do. And so it's not of this world, it is of God. And God has directed me, given me the power and the strength. I am God. I have the power to do this. I am showing you this. The Holy Spirit, God the Son, God the Father. Please, that you don't miss the opportunity that we have to be a child of God. Listen to the Holy Spirit as he introduces you to the Son, the Lord Jesus. Please listen carefully that you may know this one that maybe you speak often of. God has done this, God has done that. You do not know that God that has performed all those things. You don't know him at all unless you have come to the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. My works prove me that I am God, Jesus says. The Father has sent me. The Father has directed me. I am listening and doing his perfect will. And not only has he sent me, but I am God as well. The 12th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Verily, verily, always brings attention. Listen. Listen very carefully, the Scripture's telling us. And when we hear those words, why we need to direct ourselves clearly and quickly to it. Verily, verily, an important announcement. Jesus is returning to his Father. He has returned and is, because he has returned, making intercession for all true believers. So as you come by faith to the Lord Jesus, he is at the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for us. And when he says making intercession, each time that old devil would go up and claim something against us, which he doesn't have to do too much searching to do that, and when he brings something, a charge against us, the Lord Jesus Christ is right there, and he shows the Father, here is my blood, because my blood has paid that debt. I died on the cross of Calvary. My blood was shed. I died for them. I have risen again from the grave, from the dead, and I have shown victory. And when I have come by, when folks will come by faith to me, they can have that same victory. So Jesus Christ not only lived upon this earth, came down upon this earth, lived as God, as man, and yet God, was perfect, walked for 33 years, and the last 3 years was what really we know about with his ministry and the work that was going on in proving that he was God. And then his final day, went to the cross of Calvary, was beaten, was nailed to that cross, died upon that cross, went into that grave for 3 days and three nights, came out of that grave victorious, was seen by many for 40 days, and then at the close of that 40 days, we find that he went from there to the place of, into the presence of his Father, and he right now is at the right hand of his Father. It's such a joy to be a believer in Jesus Christ, know the work that he's done, and again, each time that the devil would make a charge against me, he is making intercession for me. He says, you can't touch him. He has come by faith to me, and I'm keeping him. And I thank the God of the heavens. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise the Holy Spirit that he has brought me to the Lord Jesus and teaches me the way of God as we walk each day closer to him. The 12th verse tells us, again, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Greater works. There's going to be great things that's going to take place. And here doesn't mean greater in quality, but greater in quantity, in number. And the great things that's going to be done by the apostles, the miracles that they are going to perform by a God-given power to show and to tell very clearly and show clearly that this is from God and this is his word. And when I say you need to come by faith to Jesus, they spoke those words and performed these miracles, was miracles that only miracles sent from God only could be done. Great in number again. It's wonderful to follow after the Lord Jesus Christ, to see that he confirmed this in his word. We have some verses of scripture here that I would like to show you once again. We go always to the word of God. Romans chapter 15, Acts, Romans, Romans chapter 15. And as we look at this verse of scripture, Romans 15, 18 and 19. Romans chapter 15, verses 18 and 19. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by the word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God. That's what was given them, by the power of the Spirit of God, to perform these miracles. They didn't take the honor and the glory on themselves, did they? No, they did not. It was from the power, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, that this was brought. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard them? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. How did he confirm this to be the truth? He confirmed it by these signs and wonders, a power given unto them. These signs and wonders that were for that purpose no longer exist because we have the Word of God. Folks that desire today to use the healing and the tongues by some man's hand or some man's tongue, some man's mouth, is not the Word of God. The Word of God today, yes, God can heal at any time He wants to, and God can use us any way He wants to. But the purpose of these signs and these miracles that were performed was to confirm that this Word is God's Word. Jesus Christ is God, and the Word that we're proclaiming is the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ, spoken to us to bring us back to God the Father, and here is His Word. Now we have His Word complete. It's not added to or taken away from. We need to stay with it, and we no longer need these signs and wonders that were performed. You know, as we enjoy the Word of God, please search it. Look into that precious Word. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. Mark 16, 20. Matthew, Mark chapter 16, verse 20. Mark 16, 20, the very last verse of the book. And they went forth and preached everywhere the Lord, working with them and confirming the Word with signs following. That's the purpose. We have the Word of God today. No longer do we need that. Let's look to Philippians. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. I want you to see that, yes, it existed, but today it's not necessary because we have the Word of God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. That's where the power and the strength comes from. Faith and works must always go together. We must believe the Word of God, and we must trust the Word of God. We must keep it in context that we may understand completely what it will have for us, that we may have the honor and the glory and the power and the strength of the Lord. This joy of reading these verses of Scripture, and I'll read once again verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. The Scripture's very clear. Please that you enjoy this time together. He that believes on me, faith. By us believing His Word is believing Him, and we will experience God's power in our lives. So we must believe His Word, trust in His Word, not desire to have these signs and wonders in our life, but that we may look to His Word. We have everything today. We need nothing else. We just need to walk and enjoy Him. And we go to the 15th verse. We're going to back up and pick up 13 and 14 just a little later. If you love me, keep my commandments. There's a reason I want to go there first, and we've just got a moment to touch on that. And next time we come together, we'll continue. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, the Scripture says. Love and obedience should be our constant desire. We should always want to follow after the Lord Jesus, desire to serve Him and to walk with Him. Psalms 66, verse 18. Psalm 66, verse 18. We're going to read very quickly here. Psalm 66, 8, verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. It should be a desire of our heart to walk after the Lord Jesus and to keep His commandments. We should desire to serve Him and to walk with Him. Never look unto another direction other than to please and to keep the Word of God and God's power and God's will. My dear friend, you've heard the gospel. You've heard the walk that you should have. The question comes, what are you going to do about Jesus?